This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This being the week of economic policy speeches, Mr. Trump on Monday, Secretary Clinton tomorrow, we are going to go back to that well one more time to talk trade, with China in particular. In Mr. Trump's speech on Monday was this line.
At the center of my plan is trade enforcement with China. This alone could return millions of jobs into our country.
Mr. Trump and many, many others, to be sure, have singled out China for special trade blame. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports to get us going, the China he is fighting against is a China of the economic past.
In some ways, Donald Trump has a point when it comes to China.
40% of the decline of U.S. manufacturing seen between 2000 and 2007 was due to rising competitive pressure from China directly.
David Autor is professor of economics at MIT. Autor says China's capacity, long bottled up from the world, burst onto the global manufacturing stage in the 90s and 2000s, and it had one mammoth advantage: cheap labor and lots of it.
More than 200 million individuals moved from rural areas into cities to do manufacturing.
But that was then, and this is now.
China has now hit capacity constraints in all sorts of areas.
China is still a formidable force, but the population of young people is in decline, it's running into environmental and pollution problems, and most importantly, it's losing the very thing that made it seem so invincible in the past.
Its labor costs are rising, and in fact, manufacturing employment in China is on the decline.
Not only is labor less cheap in China, labor is less important to manufacturing generally.
There's just less labor content in a manufactured item.
Robert Whitelaw is professor of entrepreneurial finance at NYU.
Where labor cost is less important, then other things become more important. And so, for example, distance.
Companies are paying more attention to how spread out their supply chains are. And if they don't need to be in China for labor, they may prefer not to be. In the words of Stanford economist Nicholas Bloom,
Trump's proposals are really closing the barn door after the horse has bolted.
The low-skill manufacturing jobs the U.S. lost are not coming back. But neither is the China that took them. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.